been on the second night, or if that A and B, they may have much more traffic. This is a rare bell pattern, especially if they're cut. Rather hard to tell again. These are the more used gravitational, not the easier. These two, not so easy. We always point to a situation where we may or may not be able to cope with things more commonly. So we have more challenges. But however we cope with a challenge, that is the understanding, that's the transmutation. And the evidence is when you begin to adjust to it correctly, and not overly do one or the other, the immunity, the ability to heal quickly, the ability to withstand pressure, circumstances and conditions begins to become evident in your life. You don't get tired as much, you don't get irritable as much, you don't go through all kind of breakdown, the immune level is stronger. That means that you're coping with your own special blood type and you're learning to work with the law. And trying to imitate and say, okay, you're a vegetarian, not a vegetarian. Not practical. There's a certain period of this month, yes, but there's another period to do that. Make some adjustments for your blood type. Simply because no two sperms made the human body. No two ovums made the human body. And in terms of chemistry, between a sperm and an ovum, you have 80% alkaline and 20% acid. That makes the 100% chemical balance of the human body, male or female, be they A, B, or AB, or N type. That chemical balance is set. But we gotta work with this now. Two to be different blood types. And that's the importance of the race. This is the goal. Take it with it. There's a piece of paper which you call a magazine paper. You stick it in your mouth and you check it every day and you know if you're able to it. Because it's got to be 7 in your mouth. If it's over 7, it's going to be too alkaline, it's going to be bluish, purple. If you're too acid, it's going to be down in the yellow. That's going to be 5, 4, then you got dropping. Too acid, too alkaline. Blood is going too fast, it's going too slow. Chemistry is moving too fast, it's going too slow. So if you normalize, and to normalize is to go back to the way things go. Put yourself in the time cycle and back into the same chemistry. Protein works, carbohydrate, milk. So if you sit down and eat a breakfast, you have your almonds, your prunes and the peaches in the plate. First thing you want to put in your mouth is the almonds. Except they have a protein almond. Then you want to put in a piece of prune to help flush, and a piece of one peach. Then you can come down and just start mixing. Then you finish the whole plate. But you should put in the stomach the protein first to set the power. And all that is good. And the same thing in the middle of the day. Now, in the middle of the day, protein for the non-meat eater is grains and beans. So you can see why the man who lives in Louisiana eats beans and rice. You make a complete protein. Beans and rice, all kinds of beans. All types of grain combined with the real carbohydrate. So we have a perfect protein in the middle of the day. Now, if you put in the nuts, since you don't have no nuts in the middle of the day, you have seeds. So your sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, they all make up the ideal protein. Now, if you're not type A, you're type B or O like me, then you can slip in. And a piece of beef or lamb with a least darkened or beef and chicken. And if you want to make sure it doesn't have any toxic effect on your body, then you sprinkle a little apple cider vinegar on top of it or a little sake. discussion about the future, or a little line where your stomach says, not to your brain says, you fall apart. This is a little line where your brain says, it's a little line where your stomach says. That means the flush, the colon, in the event you should eat a little piece of meat, and you didn't eat all the time grain or vegetables, and you should have some piece of meat because it's fat and acid. The little wine is acidic acid, neutralizing, and let it go on. So these men were aware of what was going on in the chemistry of the fat. Now we come along, we can benefit from it by learning to understand more of what we are talking about, applying it to our own health. But individually, your own blood type is important to you. So if you know what you can do, that's the other person. Can help the other person if they're type 3 or you're type B. Your method is too. So you can't follow their system. You have to follow what is practical for you. To work with it to get that same understanding and that. So 80% alkaline, 20% acid. And these are your blood type A, A, B, B, and O. And make sure that if you're regulating your diet, if you're going to be alkaline and acid. Want to take a break?
Yeah, we've got a new pop coffee in there.
But it is own strength or help to cope again with the environment. And that's what they were doing. They were actually fine-tuning or aligning their right and left hemispheres of the brain to focus in order to communicate. So when you met them thousands of years ago, they spoke very little, and they look at you, and the mere look was enough to straighten you out. They have what is called the hypnotic or cosmic vision.
Who
was
wise men.
Actually, what we're realizing today is that the brain does its own self-alignment through the withdrawal to the silence level. But what time of day was it practical? Now the time of day is being established between 3 and 5, and the earth exposure to the sun and the cosmic rays before dawn makes it realistically valid, because all people who have done any contribution creatively to the environment got the inspiration between 4 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the form of a dream or a vision. And that they call invention level. The brain drops down into alpha and theta more easily in those hours, stay there longer and can record more. So we're finding more and more evidence of this occurring among people who contributed to the creation. Now as far as using it in terms of health and in terms of coping with your environment, it's a very valid approach. So have that set aside for phasing in and observing and listening.
I want to ask you a question.
If you take a person's, Betty says that if you had an environment that was all white, totally white, it would freak you out in time. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, if you have an environment that is, well, shall we say monotone, cream, beige, tan, just totally monotone, is that unhealthy?
It's just I'm doing fine as long as I'm in
and that. And that's
why it'll tend to slow you down, but you will cope with routine then. You can handle routine then.
But wouldn't a little bit of soft color be a little more appealing to a person? Like a soft
color? Well, most of the soft colors are too the pink.
That's why you put that thing on a little pinker.
So,
the used pink suit because but the multiple colors give you more. Multiple colors give you more control.
Well, let's say your
colors here.
Multiple colors give you more. Control.
Okay, let's say AG's half. Oh, absolutely monotone. And I thought to myself, that guy's pretty unhealthy.
Yeah.
He did that all that year to just cope with his environment.
Yeah.
The situation was very high stress. All right, in the healing process, wouldn't it be better to have some pinks and lavender?
Yes. But he's got to work up to that.
Well, we're getting there.
All right.
Okay, but that was just something I wanted to know for my own education.
And I want to know something before I go. I want to know why, from the sermon that your father, why would I put the trick on my husband, me expecting him to react to my father? And he really did. Now I'm coming back here.
This
will
remind me of
kids. Yes,
sometimes.
But I
expect
him to
try to go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of do him funny
stuff. I can remember his ability to react to my father.
So that you see, you're not carrying anything of his, which you carry a relationship. But his body form, confrontation form of your own father's
form.
Your father is that form. Did you get
it? I can't figure
out the are you facing any time good at the point you're facing your father? Therefore, you're resolving it by facing that form and not becoming stressed out by the form.
Oh, yeah, but not all the way.
In other words, the husband is only a confrontation reminder of the father's form.
Oh, my poor husband, bless his heart.
His form is just a magic mirror. The real person is confronted with your dad. You can't tell you that. Because that is that. And that is correct.
I
mean, so the husband is only a mirror action. But because of the mirror action, you can pay yourself to the husband instead of the dad.
So the rebellion can't come. It goes directly to the father.
It has to transfer it over to a husband. That's why I said what I did.
I could never
bend
over backwards for anyone.
That way,
there's nothing like after their death that you have plenty of time to reflect.
I'm glad you know that, because I'm just now realizing that.
Oh, yeah. See, my dad was way older than my mother, so I agree.
Hey, I didn't come from his line. Why am I correct?
Exactly. That's how they did.
And also, one more question. When you have convex vision, is it...
So he had to use his eyes to act like a microscope. After the centuries, we do the horse and you want to do a patient. How many repetitions you got to breathe before you come to
patient? I forgot who he said the daughter was.
He said not too many.
He said necessity was the mother of invention and something was the daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got to ask him that. Adana, you said necessity was the mother of invention. Who's the daughter? I forgot. My memory bank has left me.
Boredom.
Huh?
Boredom.
Boredom.
Boredom's the daughter.
Boredom.
Credit card.
Okay. And where's mine like this, Adana? I didn't get one of these.
You're making them, though.
Oh, you're making them with colors and everything?
Oh, they're going to be placemats.
Isn't that going to be fantastic? Placemat.
But are you going to laminate them? So
no, no. This is what was left.
Oh, okay.
I
can say what? I can do the type for you. You know, why don't you let me have one?
All right, you got a good printing press.
No, I don't have a printing press anymore. But I can get them printed, though.
The problem we're having is the thickness of the paper.
You need thicker paper?
Oh, okay.
This is 78. Do you have any thicker paper?
Yeah, you can go up to 100 pounds.
That's what we want.
Paper is one of the problems. Paper is a problem.
Oh, that's no problem. Now, were these Xerox or printed?
I had the original copy and I Xeroxed it.
You Xeroxed it? Okay.
What is the real reason you want me to keep my business for my whole life? Why don't I have any money and not have to ask him?
No, no.
And then, or is it to grow in the knowledge of business or?
Your own independence.
You know, maybe your own
This child?
Yeah.
Wait, see, you have to have a machine now handle 100 weight. I have a small machine. This is as heavy as it would handle. So that's how we need
Okay.
To see, it's
That's what I just wanted to know the metaphysical reasons why. And I said, I will do what you say. I'll keep it. I'll work it out.
Part of the sway of the short of two different using the dental paper. I don't think it would come through.
Well, I understand. It's just I wanted to know the metaphysical reasons.
Absorbent. The other.
Is that next to your big toe?
Yeah.
Well, I have to have something that I can color.
Well, I thought something you might have to be mad. You have to know my heart. He's the businessman, what I am. And if he's to have respect for me, I'm going to have to kind of at least be able to go along with what he is.
They usually use enamel paper. The rest of the book might be like this, but the pictures will be on enamel.
And the color will be careful.
That makes it much prettier. Makes me
great.
Oh, and like Liz pointed out, so the guy tries to pay for money to buy his own Christmas present is a pain. That's what I didn't like doing that when I was
young. But this is a whole lot better if you do it than the
color. I was a little wondering why I have that. I'm asking a husband for something that I won't let myself or my own children. I don't think I can handle it.
Well, they can't do it very well.
When the new wear is off, they throw it
out. It's like an octopus that unfurls.
But if you have a little activity of your own.
But, I still think that they should do that.
But he is a scarred individual, and his daughter is very ill, mentally or physically, about his oldest child.
How is it,
Mr.
John?
John,
your son.
Is he there? He evidently is all right. I called, and he had left the house. No, he is just not. Evidently not ready to come to class, so I'm going to let it go. I'm disappointed, but...
You know, her next to the oldest. Her oldest son was killed when he was 18.
He's one of the.
She said she was
fine. You know, it's one of them good guys.
And the next to the oldest one is a mental case.
That makes sense, but I wasn't thinking consciously like that.
Well, because they're mobile home, they can't sleep in it. She and Paul are sleeping in the house with N.E. and the other son staying in that. It's kind of like camping out. But one of the neighbors works at the VA and read the file on Paul. And one day Paul wandered to their house. And when the lady came home from work, her husband told her that Paul had been up there, and she said, I don't want him anywhere near this place. She said,
these treated categories, these are the only three categories that have food. I am a tree above the ground and under the ground. I am blood type. I am chemical balance of 80% alkaline, 30% acid. That is the guideline. You can't go wrong. The next important thing is how you prepare your food and put it together, particularly in a hurry. So, try and always remember that if you use a fresh product or any kind of a bird or animal, always get some malic acid in your system to flush it out. To phase out the uric acid. So it does not accumulate and build up poison in the body. So do these foods of apple, cider, vinegar, teaspoon of honey. And 8 ounces of distilled water. And drink 2 glasses per day. This allows you to be safe from the effects of the uric acid and from the tissue of the that are animal kingdom or the bird kingdom. It'll bring it out to the system. Now, if you're doing your own cooking, then sake or rice wine can be heated up and put on top of it. So that way you neutralize the effect.
Heat the rice wine.
Heat the rice wine. And, put the rice wine in a bottle and take a cup of boiling water. Just immerse it inside. Let it stay in the boiling water for a while. Then pour the hot sake on top of it, either the fish or chicken or the beef. And that will neutralize the double system.
Can you just drink it while you're eating?
Yes, you can drink it too. A little for your stomach safe. Remember that these things are for your stomach safe. They're not for your brain safe. All these wonderful remedies are not for your brain. They're for your stomach. If you're cooking rice, and I know everybody likes to cook rice, here is the way you cook it. Very simple. You fill the pot with the rice, that's the rice, and then you add the water. And use your fingers, see my fingers? So the rice and where my thumb joint is right above the thumb joint in the water. You know, let the water fill right up to this point. Fill it right up there. Right above the rice. Put the finger on the rice. Bring the water above the joint. And you bring the water to a boil. And then cut it back down to medium. Like 10 or 15 minutes and then go low and all the water drain up. Then you can put it in the oven. And let it dextrinize for about 10 or 15 minutes to convert it into natural sugar to be utilized right away so you don't get tired.
What temperature is that?
200. 180 or 200. You get wide.
You don't want to cook it on top of the stove the entire
time. No. Bring it down to where the water disappears and then put it in the oven. See, that dextrinization is like converting it into premium gas. You're getting the starch into sugar right away, but it takes you for 2 hours to be able to convert. Here you're converting it faster by putting it in the oven and the body of the next. Like last night where we went to eat at Casey, you see they had a dextrinized bread?
Yes.
That was, you didn't feel tired when you ate that in noon time. It was strictly dextrinized ready to go into the body of the next.
That's right, that's sweet. That's the reason that we like that so much.
Yeah. And that's the dextrinization that the Swiss people discovered that years ago, but they never realized beyond it being a non-fattening food, that it was really high energy release food. It didn't gain weight. It didn't provide the right condition to gain weight, but it also did provide high energy release. But they didn't realize, today they realize it now, that melted toasting or any kind of a dry toast out is a better way to eat starch rather than getting the actual dextrin to work. You know. But on the road, 30 40, so it's a different stress level. you burn up energy quicker. So you have to have compensation, otherwise you get burned up. The vegetables should always be cut on a slant to prevent the knocks with the minerals from leaching out too fast. You cut it up the middle first, and then you cut it at an angle. Never cut it this way, because the minerals will leach out too quick. See, I give this a mineral, I say a triangle, and this is a square representing minerals. By cutting it at an angle, you form a kind of a fiber trap, so it doesn't leach out when it's cooking. And you don't need high heat to overcook it, because the food should be semi-raw, but partially thin soft for ingestion. And if you put it in the oven to dextrinize, so it automatically convert the starch into sugar, you benefit more. And you find you don't feel sleepy, you don't feel tired enough. For those who are changing over, they feel a little bit. Eventually, as you start to live this way, you notice you can eat and don't feel a tired sensation. You're more alert. It's because the sugar that is natural for the body to work with is moving through at the time more regularly, and you don't have the problems of high blood pressure and cholesterol. One of the problems in this society is we have to move more often than normal in our work, so the pressure builds up very fast versus it being slower. Unless you're highly traumatized, then the pressure can be very slow. But the percentage of time you're going to have to be constantly on the move. Therefore, we don't want the foods to be constantly aggravating you, causing gas or pressure. We want it to help you to have energy to work. The next thing you want to minimize is the oil products. That's why your natural oil or your clarified butter is the best oil products to use instead of animal oil or the animal fat. You see, in the oil you have two types of cholesterol. There are two types. One is the white, which you call the insulator. And then there is the yellow, which is called the lubricator. People down south need the lubricator. We don't need the insulator. People up north need the insulator. They don't need the lubricator. So we find that we want to utilize more vegetable oils or nut oils here in the south. And those who live a far more, they can utilize the animal fat or the bird fat, that type of fat, because they need that for the insulation. We really don't need it.
Even when they
If here, down here, if you periodically we do get cold, right? We're better off with ghee. That's the clarified butter. The clarified butter made from the cream. Now the cream does not have lactic acid. The milk has the lactic acid. So when the cow releases milk after being milked, the cream floats above the milk. And they skim the cream off and they whip that into a butter. Now, then they clarify it by heating it up. This you can do in your own oven. You heat it to where it separates between the white cholesterol and the yellow cholesterol. But since it's already coming from a non-lactic base, it will give you a better effect to cope with heat in this environment than to go eat a piece of meat that has uric acid. So you don't really need the meat to insulate against the cold periodically coming in this area. So the ghee is better. That's why in India, the Indians, they use the ghee rather than the Madras or water, because they have to insulate them against the periodical cold weather. But at the same time, the ghee builds up bone marrow, which you do need.
But she didn't, you know, we didn't talk about the ghee, but I've thought about that since. Because they eat so much, they eat a lot of sweets,
yeah,
a lot of sugar, lots of flour and sugar.
That came after the British people went into that area and made white sugar. Let's clear up what white sugar is, what good or bad about it. Sugar normally comes from all three zones. Zone one, you have maple. Maple sugar from zone one. Zone two, you have the cane and the olive stalk. Type of a reed making sugar. I'm not talking about honey now, because that's come from the flowers.
Right.
The actual stalk, the cane stalk, that is squeezed and get a circle, and then the crunch of corn, these are all in the middle of the day. This is in the morning from the tree, maple. And this is the middle of the day from the cane and the stalk, the corn. And at night time, you have the beet. Now, the competition began years ago when Germany and Europe grew the beet to get sugar. Then the British went into India and saw the cane. And the cane was easier to grow than the beet. Then they tried to bring it over to this part of the world. So that's how come a lot of people brought over to grow the cane. White sugar was developed in China and India a long time ago, but not for eating. It was for kidney disease. What was designed for eating was the brown sugar, or rock sugar, as they call it, where the actual syrup was left to crystallize by heating it up, and it became hard, and the molasses separated, and then you had the brown sugar. But then, when people got sick from drinking bad water and traveling around, their kidneys got locked up. And then the yogis, the natural doctors in those times, they discovered that a little sugar would cure them. Well, what kind of sugar? Until they discovered it was white sugar. That was the cure. One teaspoon of the white sugar, they can urinate back. And people who suffer from the disease of the kidneys and the can't urinate, all they just give a little white sugar, and before they let them go to the bathroom to urinate, it's a release from the diabetic. So that came. But then, like everything else, because it was more abundant in corn, more abundant in beet, more abundant than maple, we made chocolate with it, we made candy with it, we made all kinds of candy or sweets with it. We went as far as making sugar artwork. Up in Canada, you should see the artwork they do with sugar. I was down at a friend of mine, the sugar factory there. All kinds of things that they made, little cups and dolls, and pots and pans and spoons. Bottles, warm bottles, these are magicians who do sleight of hand tricks. They would come in and buy Coca-Cola, special ones, sugar made of Coca-Cola, and they pull the photo model and have the lid on, and then they're coming to the tricks of the stage. Take your model, you put the photo in, look at this. I gave her in line, used to do this. And then pour the rest of the cook. And they're like, oh, why? And then, anybody wants to try? This is like a handshake. Really, the real Coca-Cola bottle is the one you can hand the guy, and the cheap Coca-Cola bottle is the one you get into. So you can imagine what they're doing, what the what sugar they do. They all kind of different things. But that's the middle of the day. So really, the honey became the neutral food. Because it took from the blossoms of the tree, and then we can lose honey. Now we find out that sugar or honey, and they burn yourself because they start giving it back. One more thing I'd like to clear up for you. I know a lot of people love these cucumbers and end up getting gas.
From what?
Eating cucumbers. I never know why.
Cucumbers.
Here's a cucumber. The first thing you do with a cucumber when you get it is to cut off the end like that. With your knife. And then you hold that end and rub it against this other end. Till you see like a white fold on the both sides. That is what we call degassing it or defoaming it up so that the gas goes out. And then you can cut the down the center and cut the cucumber on the stump. Never eat a cucumber this way. You'll get more gas. That's why when you go to all these restaurants and they serve you a salad, you always put the cucumber straight down. And half an hour more, you come here when you really got it in your life. Because the gas stays in for them and it doesn't reach out. This way, it bleaches off, and if you turn the end of the cucumber, it's not the problem.
Do you always see a foam coming out? Because
yeah,
I did it this morning,
yeah,
I couldn't get it.
Yeah, you see a foam come out the other day. It does come out. And here's something that you shouldn't mix. Food that you should cook. Food that you shouldn't mix. In the morning, these are foods that must be cooked, don't even raw. One, cashew. You must cook it.
What happens if you roast?
Or you roast it, otherwise you get a gas. There's a chest down.
Well, I thought that it was, I mean, I've had cashew and it didn't make me sick.
Not raw, I mean, it's raw.
Well, I've had it raw, it's really wonderful. But I don't do it anymore.
It's
pretty glad
it's
not.
It
builds up though, isn't that what you said one time?
There's the cashew food. It looks like a pear. And inside is a big store like kiwi food. And the meat is like cotton candy. And at the bottom of this fruit, nature invented the first animal bag. So that all the waste products from the fruit will go into this, and that's where the cashew nut is formed. And the protein waste with high in nitrogen. That's what protein. And when you put heat with it, it doesn't destroy the nitrogen. But don't eat it raw because it is toxic from the mineral waste product deposit. That's why you don't like to eat it raw. It has a little small arsenic effect.
I thought it was that's what I
But if you roast it, then that effect is gone and the nitrogen effect is there. It wouldn't go on. And then you can make milk for babies, and you can make milk for your own self out of that in a moral system. And it will be calcium outside of a lactic base. The reason why astronauts' bones broke down when they went into space, the very first time they lost their calcium, is because they grew up with calcium from the lactic base. And several years ago, I told a friend of mine who lived at NASA, that was the basic reason why the astronauts were having their problems when they first reported it. He turned around and told his youngest sister, who at that time was not the qualified scientist she is today, and she's the head of the professional department, and he told her that she was just in that department for research, and she said to him, who are the children of the list? Well, not this year, in 1983, going into 84, I was invited to their home, the Christmas party. And when I knocked at the door opened, out came this well-dressed woman, all these beautiful, gold braids, and she said, I want to talk to you. I want to help you. So he walked and said, this is my younger sister, and I've been telling her the thing that you said. He said, yeah, I want to talk to you. He said, because what you told my brother years ago, and then he had told it to me, and I said, you're fooled, yes. He said, no longer, because a lot of things, we are fooled. He said, what came home so strong in her head was that she had it in the course in front of her in the research. And the only evidence of no breakdown in one of the little mice that they were testing is the one that had the calcium outside of the lactic carrier. There was no deterioration in their bone. And she said, she never saw that in any report. She remembered her brother telling her that statement a few years ago, that some guy had told her that was the basic reason. And she said, well, even you, I say you were talking to yes. I said, but here I saw it, literally, and she said, I'm going to pick your brain.
You're a lot thinner than I thought you were, she said.
But it is evidence now. The Russians have proved it also, and then the last years of their research, and they're raising children to go into space, utilizing calcium outside of the lactic base. So they take them away from their mothers and run in and feed them the calcium in a milk form outside of the lactic acid coming from nuts and from marine life and from eggshells.
Like soy?
Soy, yep. Cashew, sardine, and eggshell. And dolomite, these are all different lactic base, and they build their body up with it.
Well, that would be the same for us on Earth as well as space, that it did to keep your bones from breaking down.
Yes, that's why they told us not to drink milk after you're 3 months old or 3 years old. Don't we drink our milk? Well, what do? They destroy the dairy association business. But as far as the human being is concerned, he's not even destined to stay on the Earth. He's supposed to be a star man, isn't he? He's heading up to the stars. Sooner or later, you're going to find out you can't go here.
Or maintain health here on Earth
with this whole food run, too? Maybe we need a nursery rhyme. Hey, dickity dick. Somehow jump over the moon. Maybe that's the best cure for the cow. Carry him over the moon and bring him back. Then maybe his milk will be better. Maybe there's some lesson to be learned in that nursery rhyme. And the cow went over the moon or something.
Okay. I don't remember. The cow jumped a little.
Master in the cow. Reflexor 12. Master in there.
That's the wrong one. That didn't make it as a cow.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
terrible for them. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away. A good fiddle. Hey, diddle-diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
That's right. The cow jumped over the moon. Inasmuch as that may sound as a nursery rhyme, the chances are of a scientific evidence may come up in a cow transport through that orbital movement and may alter the lactic reaction at some future date for the use of that type of milk if they have to use it. But right now, the calcium in the cow milk is not ideal. They have to get it from other sources. Well, this must be called cashew. Next thing is plantain. That's a type of banana that never gets ripe no matter how long you keep it. So you have to cook it. But if you want to have the nicest pie in the morning, made out of rice flour, and use bacon, ripe plantain and bacon, and mix it with some avocado and some walnut and a little honey and some figs, right? Figs or something, and you make it pie mix. You've got one of these.
What day do you serve those? You could do that for us sometime. We're down there.
Mix it with a pie mix. The next thing you must cook is breadfruit. Now this is you'll find mostly in Hawaii breadfruit. Now here is a strange thing with nature. Coconut oil is a saturated oil picked from the tree, burned into oil. It's exactly like a cow fat. That's why it's not ideal for the cow. It's more ideal for massage, ideal for cosmetics. If you mix it with any other food, it'll act just like a piece of beef. Yet if you mix it with plantain and bread food, nature makes an exception to that. It acts like a soybean oil. It's unpolysaturated. It reverses its whole chemistry. And it doesn't clog up the system. With a coconut. These three go together, like a plus minus neutral. They make a complete balanced food in the wine. Now, lunchtime, these are the foods you must cook. You bean. Greens, the rice, artichoke, rhubarb, macrobiotics, they will tell you don't eat this type of food. They are nightshade family. Now, I don't condemn macrobiotics. It's that the macrobiotics doesn't teach you when to eat that thing. They're valid, but these foods eaten the wrong time will make you sick. Eaten the right time doesn't make you sick. Now, around noon time will make you sick either. That's why I said they didn't know anything about timing. Now, why is this called a nightshade family? Well, in the middle of the day, the tomato and the eggplant belong to the green pepper belong to the nightshade family. Simply that a plant normally takes in carbon dioxide and gives off oxygen all the time, except the nightshade family. At sunset, the nightshade family does the reverse, like a human being. It takes in oxygen and gives up carbon dioxide at night. That's why it's dangerous to be around them at night or to have them, because of this transitional behavior. That's how people got hurt by eating at the wrong time. But if you eat at the right time, no problem. So, eggplant and tomato should be cooked, eaten in the middle of the day. Potato is a nighttime one. They should be cooked. That's the other night shift pattern, potato. Bake it better than fried. Mushroom. No heat at all. Don't need raw mushroom. You got the fungi. Then you have asparagus. Cook it. Don't need raw. Peanut is not a nut. I don't need it raw. Roast it. It's a huge wood, really brown. But it's not too raw. But it's very good to bring down your acid, your alkalinity, if you feel alkaline, if you stabilize your acid balance. And the best oil to cook it.
Okay.
It doesn't take long to make because the planted nut is ripe and you bake it. It's very sweet. Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten a baked onion?
I've heard it's
very sweet. Yeah, you'd be surprised that when you bake an onion, how sweet it is.
How good you bake an onion?
Yeah. By just taking it and putting it in the oven and let it bake.
No,
you just take it and put it in the oven and it bakes. Like a baked potato. Don't wrap it up in anything, just.
Do you take the outer paper
skin off? No, leave it in the skin and just push it in the oven and let it bake. And all you do is when you're ready, you just pull off the skin, it comes soft and juicy, sweet and edible.
What temperature?
You love it, huh? 350. Here's a nice combination. A big onion with a sweet baked potato. With a big plantain, you've got a green plantain at night, just like the people want. That's one thing that plantain is not that much for that. And you can bake carrots. And you've got a delicious, tasty meal.
Could you take all
of
this
kind of
food?
Put it in the pot and let it bake.
And then
my wife makes casserole? Yeah, you can just separate them out and mix it together. The onion can bake in its own skin. Mm-hmm. The potato can bake in its own skin. Mm-hmm. The carrots can bake separately. And the plantain.
You take the skin off
the plantain? No, don't take the skin. Let it bake its own skin.
You break your plantain before you
put
the pie
together? You have to bake it first before you mix it.
Then you put it
all,
and
then
you
mix
put all the
rest of the ingredients
in the
pie
shell.
Finally,
chop it.
Right.
Right.
It
just
take that
long. Right. Right. You made a soup one time, a long, long time ago, that was just wonderful. And you put Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes and onion. And a little bit of cabbage. Was that all? That was all that was in that soup, wasn't
yeah.
it? It was really good.
And now you can bake the garlic with it too. You should eat a little garlic every evening. And if you want to keep the beef from falling out, these are the three cheese. Swiss, Rosetta. Montgomery. Jack. Don't melt it. Just take a slice of it. Mix it with one clove of garlic. A slice of onion. And a little celery, not parsley. Chew it out together, let it dissolve in the mouth, then swallow it, and then drink a little aloe vera juice. Don't wash it for a whole hour.
Well, now I chewed up my aloe vera with it.
Yeah, that's
how
I feel.
Okay. Yeah.
Put
parsley
in there, that
might
be a lot.
That's to kill the odor.
I know, but there for a while,
Won't that cut the cheese though? If you drink the wine, like you said before, not to.
All right.
Did you hear that, Jim?
If you drink the wine, don't drink it for a bit of hour after you. Hour after you put it in your mouth. You don't want to cut the vinegar acid to cut the cheese.
All right. You can have a cola out with it right after you're through.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Listen, eat that clove of garlic all in one, too, kiddos, because I want you to know, if you bite into the garlic once and you chew it up, then if you bite into the other type of it, it is like eating the fire.
Thank you.
Too much.
Thank you.